Hello and welcome to the Knights Templar. I'm Will, one of the assistant managers here, and we're downstairs to look at particularly the ladies' toilets.
This pub is one of many places across London which is worth visiting just for the toilet.
The pub was a late 90s conversion from a Grand Union bank to what is now the existing pub, so we are led to believe and understand that the toilets are situated in what were former vaults.
Wow, they are amazing.
So, first impressions, a very long room, a very nice marble effect tiled flooring, which starts around the sink area here in the lobby and stretches down the full length of the toilet. Lots of marble, lots of mirrors. The very nice black and white mosaic effect is mirrored across into the gentleman's toilet as well, so you see that in both. And yes, lots of light, lots of reflection, so it looks even bigger than it actually is.
So you get people coming here especially to see the toilets, not to have a drink?
Yes, and they might buy a drink out of courtesy, but I think the fundamental reason for their visit, yes, is to come down and see the toilets.
Well, I better make sure I'm comfortable before I start the tour. So, if you'd excuse me.
Hello and welcome to Loo Tours. My name is Lucy, or Lucy Loo, as it says on the website. Today's tour is going to last about an hour and a half. We start here, Waterloo Station, and we end up on the other side of the river near Covent Garden.
Loo Tours began life 3 years ago, when American Rachel Erickson was studying in the UK. As she told me via Skype, she was incensed by the idea that there was money to be made out of something as universal as going to the toilet.
Because I came to the city very much as a tourist and as an outsider, I was just fascinated by London's history and culture, and I went on a lot of tours myself. And then had all this knowledge that I was very excited about, so I decided to become a tour guide so I could inflict that on other people who would pay me to do it. And I was originally going to do a Shakespeare tour, because that was very much where my passions were. But in the process of doing interviews and talking to people, it gradually came out that I'd also developed this obsession with where you could go to the toilet for free. Because as a poor student, of course, I didn't want to spend 50 pence on a toilet. You can get a chocolate bar for that. And so the tour has grown over the years from that. It started mostly as a here are the free toilets of London tour. And today it's more of a toilet history tour with some tips about where to go for free thrown in.
So we're here at St Martin's in the Field Church. St Martin is the patron saint of beggars, and this is said to be the church of the ever open door. And there used to be some graffiti in the ladies' loos saying the church of the ever open toilet. But it is okay to go and use the toilet in here for free. So if you go down into the crypt where the cafe is, they've got quite nice toilets down there.
London's not the only European capital with a tour of public toilets. There's one in Berlin too, for example. But it was in the UK where one of the first public flushing toilets was unveiled in 1851. Over the past decade, the British Toilet Association estimates that almost half of public conveniences have closed down. So, as tour guide Lucy Whitten explains, knowing where to go if you're touring the capital could be very useful.
Some of these public toilets have been turned into bars or cafes, and one person even has turned it into a flat. But that means there's more need to know where to go in London.
There is a serious side to this tour, isn't there?
Currently, 2.6 billion people do not have access to sanitation. So we talk about that, and we also talk about things that are being done to try and solve that problem. People are quite shy and reserved about talking about toilets and going to the toilet. And what's interesting on the loo tour is when I first mention poo, people start wincing, but by the end they've become quite used to it, and using humour definitely helps. And if we in the West, with all our lovely, clean, shiny toilets, can become comfortable talking about issues around sanitation, we can help those in the developing world.
Can I ask, why did you decide to come on this tour?
Well, it was just a bit unusual, the thought of it, really. So my friend booked the tickets and said, well, I'd like to come. I said, yeah, sounds interesting. So, yeah.
My wife bought me the ticket, but she knew I'd be interested in this sort of thing. I've always been interested in industrial history and Victoriana, and she also says I spend a lot of my life on the toilet.
We spend on average between 1.5 and 3 years of our lives on the toilet, so finding out what's behind this act we all share maybe doesn't seem such a funny idea after all. I'm off to powder my nose. Fiona Clampin, DW, in a London toilet.